As teenagers are getting more access to technology, it has been easier for social media to become a prevalent part of everyday life. Social media allows people to express themselves as they can post and talk about whatever they want. Some individuals have turned this ability into a means to create controversy, even the president himself. So, how much do you guys use social media?
I would definitely say I use it every
Yeah,
day.
every day. I try to limit myself.
It's like it's all I do every day because I'm sitting at home doing nothing.
So, like, how often a day do you go on social media?
Like after every meal, after I wake up from a nap, as I'm trying to fall
I like try to like
asleep.
hide my phone from myself because I'm like, I know it's not good for me. So like I really try to like I probably spend an hour on my phone every day. I really try to limit myself.
That's so healthy. I wish I
Right.
was like
I wish I had the
that.
self-control for that. I'm on my phone anytime I have downtime.
Okay, so which social media accounts do you guys have, like apps?
Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. I have a Tumblr.
Same as her.
Yeah,
But
those are the
actually,
main
I
ones.
deleted my Snapchat because I got annoyed with it.
I have a Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, and Tumblr.
Which app do you guys use the most?
Instagram.
I would say Tumblr for
I'm kind of
me.
switch between Instagram and Snapchat.
Social media is a way to express yourself, and more people use social media to express their opinions and themselves. So, what do you guys post and see on social media?
Personally, I don't like post my political like beliefs because I know like I go to a very conservative school with a lot of conservative people and I'm kind of more on the left side. So I'm like, well, I'm not even going there. So but I think I see a lot of like people like posting things about like I remember I saw this one girl and she was like, I think that someone should like slap Hillary Clinton in the face with a chair. And I was like, okay, like
Cool. Yeah, I mean, I feel like most are harmless. Like, I know I'd kind of post like pictures of me when I go like on vacation or like something very like typical. I see a lot of people, they definitely like, you know, you're not friends with someone unless you post a picture with them, or like you're not dating someone unless you post a picture with them. I see a lot of that going on. Like, you know, a lot of people are just like me and my best friend or me and my boyfriend, and you know, it's kind of, I
I
see
don't
that a
really
lot.
follow too many political pages just because I don't like following news. I mean, I probably should so that I at least know what's going on. But yeah, I don't, and then I don't post my political views because I don't have any.
Okay, so do you guys know what a meme is?
Yes, memes are my life.
Yes, I do. Thanks to
Yes.
Twitter.
Okay, so what are your guys' favorite memes?
Oh my goodness. I like the floor is meme. Like when they post pictures of people like lying on the floor, or like people who are like levitating over the floor, and it's like the floor is like caring about your friends and there's someone like splatter. Like the floor is, I don't know,
I don't really
something
I
stupid.
don't have
I
any
like
the
that.
one
I'm
where
a
it's
big
like that
fan.
guy who's like they'll like say
Washington
something
sometimes,
that's like
but
really dumb and then the guy is like in
the
the corner.
gay guy.
No, I don't and he has like question marks around him and he's like giving that like weird face. He's
Oh
like
yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, the black guy when he's like,
And my favorite meme
yeah.
right now is the Snapchat hot dog meme. I like seeing the little dude dance and it's my favorite.
Okay, so for those who don't know what a meme is, it's a humorous image, video, piece of text, etc., that is copied and spread rapidly by internet users. So, why do you guys think memes are so popular?
'Cause they're funny. I mean,
Yeah.
most of
Some of them,
the
though, you know how they have those ones? It's like retweet in 20 seconds or your mom's gonna die.
Your
And it's
mom
like, oh my gosh. And they're all over your feed. Because probably like, I don't want my mom to die, you know? But you know those memes? You know.
And sometimes they pose a threat, but sometimes, so a lot of the times I find memes like spread so fast is because people find them relatable or entertaining. I have almost 2,000 memes saved to my phone purely because I'm like, I can relate to this, and I save it and I send it to my friends.
I also feel like it's like a trend. Like, you want to stay in trend. So if a meme starts to pick up speed on that Twitter feed, girl, like, you're like, well, this is my rendition. And then you're like, okay, with the cool kids.
So have you guys heard about the Donald Trump versus CNN?
Yes.
The meme war.
The meme war.
Yes. Yes. The CNN square over the face.
Yes. Somebody just made it.
Yeah, and our president literally like it wasn't even someone else made it for him. Like, he like asked someone to make it. He was like, I don't know, like, but he posted it like originally. Like, it wasn't like he like retweeted it even. Like, he like was the original content creator. I don't know.
Creative man, I must say, you know.
No. So what happened was this like 15-year-old Reddit user. I don't know if he made it because I heard that somebody else made it, but he got doxxed by CNN because Trump saw the GIF and then posted it.
Yeah, and then CNN, they tracked the kid down and they threatened him to not make any more memes of CNN. And so basically they decided not to show his face, so it's like they can blackmail him later if he does decide to make any more CNN memes. Well,
if they showed him, I'd be like, that guy is creative.
He is my hero.
Yeah, like, I don't even, like, agree with it. I just think that's still, first of all, that's not cool of CNN. Like, people make CNN jokes all the time. It just caught speed because our president thought it was funny.
Like, he found it relatable and entertaining.
Yeah, it's not the kid's fault that it caught speed like that, or I've said that term so many times. It's not his fault that it, like, caused such a controversy. Like, he has his own views, and he just thought it was funny. And, like, I have opposite views, and I thought it was funny. Like, because it's, like, true. Like, Trump is always, like, you know, CNN, like, fake news. And it was just funny to watch a CNN bobblehead get taken down.
You don't even have to have, like, a specific belief to, like, look at that and be like, that is funny.
Yeah, because it's true.
So there's a tag on Twitter that's hashtag CNN blackmail, and it's, like, full of CNN memes.
I like that CNN attempted to stop a meme.
And let's take a moment. It's a meme.
It's a meme. Yeah, honestly, it's,
let's
like,
let's focus our attentions on other things.
They saw the meme and they were like, this is ruining our image because Trump tweeted it. So let's shut this kid down and put an end to the meme. It's like, you can't put an end to a meme. So many people have already saved it and like retweeted it, reposted. It's like, it's everywhere. And then their plan also backfired because then everybody else started making CNN memes.
Well, and then you know how like you kind of like, do you ever do it sometimes where you're like, you get really like hyped up and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm like so annoyed right now. And you're like, get all like crazy. I feel like that's like what they did, except it was like on a global scale. And now they're probably like, we should not have done that.
They just like made it worse.
Exactly.
So here's a quote by New York Times. Right now, Reddit and r/TheDonald are our allies. We may not like them, but we do not have to. We are fighting a common enemy. Everyone should be producing as many anti-CNN memes as possible.
But I think it's just like it's saying like you need to protect free speech. Like, this is a democracy. Like, we're not a democracy if we're blackmailing people. In the free world.
So this is the end of the podcast. Next time, maybe think twice before smashing that post button.
Yeah.